Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here, toll free. 855-453, the Pro XPN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You like the show? Perhaps you want to support Free Talk Live, inviting you to shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. That makes it so you get the stuff you're used to getting. I don't know if they sell the Nasal Ranger on Amazon. They sell a lot of things over there at Amazon. And whatever you buy through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So thank you for doing that in advance. And if you've already done so, we definitely appreciate you doing that, especially as the holiday season is approaching. Now is definitely the time to start looking for getting gifts for your loved ones. And, of course, if you do that through shop.freetalklive.com, the recipient of your gift wins, and you win, and so does Free Talk Live.
It's just an extra click.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for us. Thank you. Shop.freetalklive.com. You know, we were talking about this Nasal Ranger, and there was one other thing I wanted to mention about it. For those of you just tuning in, this story is about a Denver bureaucrat who has been on the job for 26 years. He's working with the Department of Environmental Health, the Denver Department, so not the State Department, but Denver's got its own department. This guy goes around and he uses a device called the Nasal Ranger to sniff out stinky things. So if they get reports from people, busybodies, for instance, this man will show up with his device that is like a long snout, a long electronic snout that he has attached to his face.
It couldn't be any funnier looking if it was a giant nose.
Yes, it could be.
I mean, Bozo doesn't have a nose this funny.
Yeah. So he's been doing this for years. He hasn't actually had a violation of the law of the city ordinance since 1994. And now could be his day in the sun. This might be his moment, because the moment for his existence, because now the city council is looking at a new ordinance. They're crafting it as we speak with his assistance to possibly outlaw offensive odor of marijuana, meaning that if someone complains about you smoking pot in your apartment, for instance, let's say you're on your apartment patio and somebody's above you and you're enjoying the afternoon or whatever and you're smoking some cannabis and the smoke wafts upwards and the person who is above you is offended by that scent. Well, they would be able to call this man with his sniffer. And presuming he got there on time.
Yes, he'd have to get there on time.
Yeah, to still be able to smell you, then this device might actually detect that. And then if it detects a certain amount, a certain ratio, it could show a violation of this ordinance. Right now, the ratio is 7-1, meaning 7 parts of clean air to 1 part of smelly air, essentially. And the thing I wanted to get out there was I went and I found the device, this manufacturer, online, and I went and looked a little bit further into, you know, how this works. How can they change the ratio around? And they can absolutely change the ratio down to as low as 2-1, or as high to something like 500-1. And they even say that they can customize this device to make it whatever ratio you want. So there's no reason.
You got a law you want broke? We'll get it broke for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, pretty scary stuff. There's another story from Gizmodo that talks a little bit more about how this works. I'll link to that over on our Facebook and Google+. Basically, it's a dial-operated mixer delivers varying ratios of filtered and full-flavor air to the operator's nose. Meek odors wash out when mixed with small amounts of purified air, while particularly stinky smells can still remain detectable in a 500-1 mix. So the interesting thing is, from this description, it makes it sound like the device itself isn't doing the detecting. The device is actually mixing the existing air with clean air, and the individual would have to be able to smell the scent. Yeah, that's my understanding of what that's
like. I mean, the thing is up against the guy's nose. It just seems a little weird, though.
Yeah, because the device wouldn't be... I mean, why would you hold it against your nose if you're not sniffing, right?
Exactly.
So the device clearly wouldn't be able to detect these things. The device is just a nose amplifier.
It would be really funny if you didn't need to use your own nose, but they just made you hold it up to your nose.
I guess that's what I was thinking is early on, is that this is a detection device, but why is it cupped over his nose?
Well, that was the thing that wasn't making sense to me as we were going through all of this information. We talked a lot about it in the first hour, and I kept thinking, so what, are they customizing this to make it be able to detect marijuana? Because how else would it know, you know, what if you were trying to smell the scent of marijuana or if somebody was flatulent nearby? I mean, how would it be able to discern the differences? And it turns out it doesn't discern anything. It's just a mixer of air. It's got two carbon filters on the side, and it mixes the carbon-filtered air, which is the clean air, with the regular air. So this guy has to be a pro, or the police would then have to be able to say, yes, I smell marijuana, which, of course, is an open window for all kinds of violations to be written.
I don't know. I was in New Jersey one night, and they were doing one of these checkpoints, you know, just stopping everybody, and it was really, really late. And the guy was like, oh, I smell something funny in there. And I was like, okay, good for you. You know, there was nothing from smell. He was just saying that, just trying to get me to pull over.
Yep.
So they
did he just give up, or did he keep going with it?
He did, because I was not in a good mood, and it was really late, and I just looked at him.
You look young enough to smoke marijuana.
He was trying to get me to say something, to admit something, is what he was trying to do. He was just saying that he smelt something. I think I
was this
when
you had long hair.
No, it wasn't actually. Okay. It was
you do have the lip piercing, so that could have.
Yeah, that may have set him off.
But yeah, Marcus has the rocker look to some extent because he is actually the one man rock band.
The snake bite piercings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. So, I don't know. It just sounds questionable that they actually have to smell this with their nose. I wonder if perhaps it lets you smell clean air and then it lets you smell the regular air.
Well, I'm thinking that what it would have to, it has to have your nose because how does the device know one odor from another?
How would it discern? And if they were to somehow pre-program it for marijuana, that wouldn't really work, would it? Because there's different strains of marijuana, right? So, it just. It's interesting, nonetheless.
What's Bill doing in the back room? Oh, he said he still needs to smell some more marijuana. He's not sure if he's familiar with the smell yet.
Well, that does beg the question, is where does this bureaucrat office? I mean, you know, if he's officing at the police station, he's got a pretty laughable job, and the rest of the cops chide him regularly.
No, he's not a cop, even though a lot of these news articles are making it sound like the police are utilizing the device. He is... He's just an ordinance enforcement agent. That's all he is.
He's a zoning
code
guy.
Enforcer. Yeah. Glorified code enforcer. So let's go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, I was telling you the other day, the point that I was coming up with, that unalienable rights preempt the rule of law. And what I failed to mention is, like, that's when one conflicts with the other, kind of like state laws preempt local ordinances, but they don't preempt all local ordinances. They only when the state statute conflicts with a local ordinance. Okay, so what you run into, some people get, I certainly got confused when I was protesting unjust wars, and G.I. Joes would come along and challenge me, have you ever been in the service, and who are you to talk about all this stuff? If I tell you that your cough is bronchitis, then you would have a right to challenge me on that. Am I a doctor? Am I some qualified healthcare professional that qualifies me to say such a thing? But when a statement and the line of reasoning supporting it are independent of its authorship, then the challenging the author is not valid thinking, but right. Of course, valid thinking doesn't support their purpose. Like the Pythagorean theorem, okay? You cannot challenge the Pythagorean theorem by finding fault with Pythagoras. And it doesn't matter. The line of reasoning is independent of his credentials or his credibility. And also, you go to continue the thought, if you're a Marine Corps veteran, then you're a traitor. Where's your Semper Fidelis? Where's your always faithful? And if you're not, then supposedly you're not qualified to criticize the government. Only child molesters are qualified to criticize child molesters. And
thanks
only
for the call,
veterans,
Tom. I appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee.
We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything here. 855-453. Maybe you want to talk about this Smell-O-Vision device or whatever might happen to be on your mind. Also still to come, a big case. Marcus is going to tell us about a big case involving Google and their books service, where they're scanning all kinds of old books. And there was a copyright challenge, I believe, to that. We'll get to that, the details on that. Also take your calls. Again, the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-3733.
Well, we can see with the schnozometer here that the police are ramping up with their technology so that they can catch you. Well, with your pants down, they've got the technology you don't. Well, Here's a technology that you can use in your favor.
Even the odds a bit.
Even the odds a bit. It's the GPS black box dash cam from freedomcam.net. And it is a device, a camera, a microphone, a GPS. It's got GPS in it and tells your vehicle's location and speed. So if, for instance, there's a traffic pullover or an accident and somebody, whether it's the police officer or civilian or whatever, remembers the story differently than you do, you've got the ultimate witness. All this thing can do is tell the truth. And that's a nice thing to have on your side. So there you go. Go get it at freedomcam.net. One of the really great things about this, I've got one in both of my vehicles, is that when you turn on the key to the car, this device comes on its own. The power goes to it through the little plug-in for the cigarette lighter or whatever, and it comes on. It'll give a little chime so that you know it's going, and it records. And then when you turn off the vehicle, turn it off. It's always running 8 hours worth of video. Get it at freedomcam.net. They do take bitcoins. It's a great deal. And when you need it, you're going to wish you had it. Freedomcam.net.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls, and we'll get to the story about the Google Books court decision. But first, Blue is on the line listening in Knoxville to relatively new affiliate WKVL, Knox Talk Radio. Hey, Blue. Are you? By the way, Blue, are you listening on AM or FM tonight?
This is AM. You're listening on AM.
Great. Well, welcome. Welcome. You may be our first caller from Knoxville listening to WKVL. So welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. And I wanted to welcome you all to the Knoxville market. Very grateful to have you guys. You guys are keeping me so in the loop with all the cool terms because I'm just the old mom. That's my children tell me. So it's been a delight.
But thank you.
In our area, we were having a huge debate over Common Core curriculum.
Yes, this is a delightful thing where the government has repackaged the same old stuff and now they're trying to pass it off again.
Yes, I don't know. Have you seen the video of Ethan?
No.
Where he stood up to you? I will try and send that to you.
Okay.
It has over 200,000 hits now.
What is this?
Ethan?
What does it mean? What is that?
His name is Ethan Hoffman, I believe. I don't have it up in front of me on my screen. But he was a senior, or he is a senior, and he stood up to Knox County Board of Education in front of the school superintendent and told him exactly what he thought of Common Core.
Yeah, but the what did the superintendent have to say about that?
Oh, well, of course, he didn't harm.
Can you do me a favor? No. I'm sorry, Blue. We were having a little technical difficulty. Can you just back off your phone for, I don't know, maybe like an inch or so? You seem a little...
I apologize.
It may not be you. It may be something between us and you. But anyway, go ahead.
But it is a phenomenal video. I mean, he lays it out exactly for 5.5 minutes and tells exactly the school board what Common Core is doing to the teachers.
Well, tell me can you give us the executive summary? I mean, because I don't have a child in government school, nor would I if I did have a child. But what's the executive summary of what they are doing, and what is this thing doing?
Well, it's actually torturing teachers to the extent that even librarians are now being forced to be tested teaching classes where librarians do not teach classes. And they're firing teachers or librarians because of this Common Core curriculum. And we were one of the very first states to get the first grant for the Race to the Top.
So what are they testing librarians about exactly?
Well, their teaching ability. Even though they don't teach a class.
Yeah, and to some extent, Common Core is what it sounds like. It's deciding what they're going to teach in a specific area, and this is more of teaching to the test.
Top-down decision-making.
Yeah, top-down decision-making, as though, because obviously teachers are going to teach best what they're most passionate about. They also should be teaching to the class, and every class is different, so the things that you're going to teach, you to teach what they're interested in. And that's a teacher needs to be able to design the curriculum in that way.
Well, that would be a nice thing, Mark, but that's not what actually is happening, and it hasn't been happening. And this doesn't sound that new then, right? I mean, the federal government has for many, many, for decades, been forcing curriculum down on top of local schools. This is just a new organization or some level of additional bureaucracy that's been piled on?
Yeah, they've broken it down to almost 50 days of nothing more than the teachers have to drill just the amount of testing that the children have to take.
Wow. So there's more testing now at the federal level that the children are forced to take. The teachers are being now, because the kids are forced to take these tests, the teachers have to teach to the test rather than, as Mark pointed out, maybe teaching what their passion is.
From the Wikipedia article, the Common Core State Standards Initiative is an educational initiative in the United States that details what K through 12 students should know in English and math at the end of each grade. The initiative is sponsored by the National Governors Association and some other group, and it seeks to establish conformity in education standards across the states.
Conformity.
Yes.
That's all we need. We need more children to be more alike. Everyone must have the same beliefs.
Well, I ran across something even more diabolical than that.
Tell me more.
Because I am in a training course that is mandated by ETSU, which is East Tennessee State University.
Okay.
And the acronym is NCRC.
Acronym,
and
that
stands for the National Career Readiness Certification. And that is a test that is a worker's test for designed by the ACT.
Now, is this, point of information, is this test for the students or the teachers to take?
The way that, this is for students and for those that are mandated to take this course, and it gives you a certification. And oddly enough, the certifications start at bronze and silver, gold, and platinum. What does that remind you of? That reminds you of Obamacare?
I don't know anything about Obamacare, so I don't know. I guess
those are the different plans of Obamacare.
Do they? Oh, they have the same colors for the plans in Obamacare?
We have those for amplifiers too.
Hey, Blue, I want to say thanks for the call. I appreciate your information, your interest in the topic, because it was really the first I'd bothered to even listen to anything about
Common Core. Well, I posted the video at facebook.freetalklive.com.
I learned so much from our callers on the show. Thank you, Blue. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Call in anytime you like. And again, welcome to our listeners in Knoxville, the WKVL Knox Talk Radio. More in moments here, 855 450 free. Hey, my solution, get your kids out of government school. That's the best thing you can do. Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by Pro XPN. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here courtesy of his comic, BrainlessTales.com. It is daily?
Yes, daily for over 6 years.
It is free.
Totally free.
Now, you do offer some interesting products on the site, like actual greeting card, gift card versions of your comics.
Yeah, there's greeting cards you can purchase. That's through a company in the UK. They actually do sell them in stores in the UK.
That's so cool.
Yeah. They don't sell in stores other than online for anybody in the U.S.
Is that because the UK people just have a better sense of humor?
No, just
maybe they like puns over there better.
Maybe they do. But I was contacted by somebody who was starting a card company and wanted to run a line of Brainless Tales cards. So we kind of set up a deal, and it's been working out so far. So that's a lot of fun. I also sell shirts and mugs through Zazzle, so there's a link for that. But yeah,
free comics every day, and the usual will put a smile on your face.
Yeah, puns. Some young people, I've read comments where people, I've read this more than once, where they say, like, oh, this is like, my dad would like this joke. Young kids, like dads like to do puns, but for some reason, a lot of young kids don't really care for puns as much.
Maybe they just don't get it.
Maybe
it's just, something you're referencing.
Or it just seems dorky, or, younger kids tend to like things that are more abrasive, I think.
Some poop jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so BrainlessTales.com. Go check it out and bookmark it.
You can help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a T-shirt or hoodie. And each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so they can get these printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. So you can give them as a gift and keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing for Bitcoin in the process. They're accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit BitcoinNotBombs.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Jeff is in Pueblo, Colorado, listening to I-25 Talk Radio. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, welcome, sir.
How you doing?
Great. We're doing a radio show. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to that talk earlier about the pot issue or whatnot in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
And you know, all the issues have stemmed from when the mayor said that, well, yeah, we legalized pot, but you can't smoke it outside because other people will have issues with it. And, you know, my opinion on it is, you know, people are going to smoke pot, but unless you're sitting right in that circle, I mean, you're really not going to smell it too much. And even if you do, it isn't going to affect you.
Well, it's certainly true that the scent of marijuana is not going to affect you. I've never heard anyone make a claim like that. But it's fairly detectable. I mean, the scent of marijuana is a fairly detectable odor. If it is being smoked and you're downwind, it will be pretty obvious that it's being smoked. But no one has to worry about getting high off of somebody standing up the street.
Exactly. And the mayor of Denver is very right-wing. I mean, you know, I have nothing against the guy. I don't know too much about him, really, but I mean, you're really not hurting anybody if you smell it. And unless you're right in that circle, there's really no room to complain, in my opinion.
I would agree with you, Jeff, but people will complain about whatever they can complain about. If something they don't like something, they're going to complain about it. And I think that there's absolutely hypocrisy going on because most people don't complain about somebody standing outside smoking a cigarette. But I bet you if the Denver City Council is successful in passing an ordinance that results in the scent of marijuana being illegal or a certain concentration of it being a relatively low concentration of it being illegal, that you will probably soon see an expansion into the world of cigarette smoking as well, because somebody will find, you know, some light will go off in some enforcer's head and they'll say, hey, this is working pretty well against those marijuana smokers. You know what? We could rake even more money in, because it's really all about money. This isn't going to stop people from smoking pot. It's all about enriching the bureaucracy. So then they'll think to themselves, whoa, there's a lot of cigarette smokers that we could go after with this now. Keep them inside.
You know, I've never been to Denver, but I think about New York City. I used to go to New York City an awful lot because I grew up in New Jersey. And, man, there are so many smells in New York City.
Oh, my God.
Like
garbage.
Every three steps you're smelling something different. Stuff coming up out of the vents and the garbage and the pretzel cart, which I love.
Good and bad smells.
Yes, all kinds of smells.
Well, look at it. At this point of view, okay, I am a pipeliner. I put in water sewer septic plant. Okay, you have to take a class on methane gas because methane gas flows through all our sewers. Okay, well, no one bitches about.
It's all right. You can get away with that one. Go ahead.
Nobody complains about. methane gas coming up from the ground, but if they knew what that gas would do to them, if they walked by with a lit cigarette or struck a flame over a manhole, you know, nobody complains about that. Pot smoke, sorry. I'm not a pot smoker. I used to be a pot smoker, but let it go, man.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. I hope that, you know, this ordinance doesn't go through in Denver, but these politicians are talking tough. They're talking like they want to do something about this issue of people smoking pot.
Yeah, it's really what it sounds like is some people are sore that marijuana is legal now, and they're like, well, what are we going to do about it? We got to do something about this. And they're just upset because their life has changed now because what they used to be able to say, marijuana is bad, and now it's legal. So I think they're just looking for a way to kind of get back at those people. They don't want people to be happy. And
this is an indicator of how awful the system is, right? Because on one hand, there was all this great news like Denver or Colorado, rather, the whole state. Washington has legalized the recreational use of marijuana. Now, there are restrictions on it. Like in Denver, you can't be outdoors, for instance. You can't be in public, I guess. Maybe you could be outdoors on your own private property. Maybe. I haven't read the ordinance. It's legal. And so now there's this pushback, right? So these other people feel like they've been aggressed against by the fact that somebody can now smoke pot, even though that's ridiculous. But they're upset. They're butthurt about it. And now they're going to strike back. And try to get them somehow. Well, we can't change the state law, but here in Denver, we can make it so you can't. We can make it uncomfortable for those pot smokers. Make it so they have to hide in their bathrooms and make sure no scent whatsoever can escape from their apartments, or else we're
right, it's
fine
a,
them.
It's a system that incentivizes people to basically just take swats at each other.
Yes.
Right. So
right, this is one of the reasons that it used to be that you brought charges against someone, and as opposed to the sort of anonymous snitching culture that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is supposed to be a country where you face your accuser.
Right. So in other words, what you're saying is if somebody actually was being aggressed against, that they should go after the person that's aggressing, not just try to come up with some silly ordinance that's going to prevent people from having a good time.
And Mark, you touched on this earlier, but we didn't really expand into it. What if other odors become illegal in Denver? I mean, I've smelled some really offensive body odor before in my life, far more offensive than any kind of smoke being blown in my direction.
Yeah, you want to get away from that.
And I'm going to dial 911 on my cell phone. There's a really smelly person next to me.
That's how
we
ridiculous
need, we need
it
a police
is.
Out here with the smelloscope.
Right, the nasal, whatever it was called.
The schnauzometer.
Yeah. So this is where it can go. As soon as you open the door into controlling one scent, there's no reason why they wouldn't go and try to control other scents as well. So even if you're not a pot smoker, you can't look at this and say to yourself that, oh, well, I like that. Because there's no reason why they wouldn't come after something that you enjoy next. More coming up in moments. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With the record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. Now, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month. And now is the best time in the history of the AMP program to become a Free Talk Live amplifier because of the matching funds that are now available. We have up to $950 pledged as matching funds, meaning if we don't make the money, we don't get the matching funds. So if you want to help us with this fundraising goal, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Why are we doing this? It's because we're bringing Daryl on board. He's our Monday night co-host, for those of you that don't listen all week. He's our Monday night co-host, and he is now our new affiliate relations person for the show. What is affiliate relations? Well, that's what I have done for the last decade for Free Talk Live, basically. I call radio stations, and I pitch Free Talk Live to them. The reason why we're on over 125 stations coast to coast is because I've been calling stations for a decade.
And that's true, but I think that people should look at this from another standpoint, too, is that if you believe in the ideas of liberty, if you believe in the ideas of liberty, you want more people to find out about them. And although Free Talk Live is on about 129 radio stations across the country, mm-hmm. there are hundreds of talk radio stations that Free Talk Live is not on. And that's Free right. Talk Live is not generally on weekdays on most of the stations that we're on.
True.
And that means that we need affiliate relations people to talk to the program directors to get us on. Imagine there are people, you're listening to Free Talk Live right now and you're hearing the ideas of liberty. You may have been hearing them for years, but there are people who are turning on Free Talk Live on their radio stations every day or hearing them for the first time. They're not doing that on hundreds of stations around the country. And you listening to my voice right now can make a difference and help us to make that happen. Daryl's already given up his previous employment in order to do this for yep. us. He's taken the leap. This is a trust fall, and I'm asking you whether or not you're going to catch the libertarian. Are you? Are you going to catch the libertarian? Are you going to let him hit the pavement?
It's going well so far, at least as far as Daryl is doing a good job doing affiliate relations. I'm in here with him every day. We've been working together for about a month now, full time. Well, I guess full-time is not an accurate statement, but he's doing it every day of the week for several hours every single day with me. So we've more than doubled our capacity for calling radio stations, and it's working already. He's already got his first station. They're on the hook. They haven't signed the agreement yet, but it's better to have Daryl doing this today.
When was the first time you got your first station?
It probably was like a year or something after I started calling it was a long time after I started
months,
calling. But it's a lot harder to sell a show that has two stations than it is to sell a show that has 125
stations. Agreed, but
stations.
I just want to show that Daryl's doing great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's doing great. But one of the points was I was making is it's better now to amplify than at any other time. You might say to yourself, oh, well, Free Talk Live already has $3,000 a month coming in for AMP, so why do I need to throw something in there? Well, because the money that we're spending now is more effective than it has ever been before. So your $5 is actually going further than it is, not only because it's being doubled to $10 by the matching contributions, but because the value you're getting is better for those dollars because we're a better show to sell to radio stations. And, of course, we're not selling the show. They take the show for free, basically, so it makes it even easier.
Selling in a conceptual sense.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to get them to buy the idea of Free Talk Live. Anyway, you can help us with that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like the access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, AMP Only forums. Go again to amp.freetalklive.com.
You can join us in enjoying BuzzBox coffee, and we can make a difference in the world one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers will truly change lives forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, it's a fair trade, and it'll save you money compared to stopping off at those boutiques that sell coffee. It's a lot cheaper than that. So now, it's by no means, this is a high-end coffee, and you're getting the highest in coffee, the best of the best coffee. But in the process, you're really helping entrepreneurs in other countries to have a better life for them and their family. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your first free pound. Try it out. Now, you got to pay for shipping, but regardless, you'll not be disappointed. I'm drinking this coffee every day, and I'm delighted by it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you're like a big coffee guy, and I know Marcus is as well. And I don't think you would drink coffee just because someone paid you to. I don't believe that would be the case.
Well, one of the things that I like about it is that I'm concerned about the health aspects of coffee, and I've become. Coffee is a very absorbent substance. So when they use the pesticides and the herbicides on it in foreign countries where the regulations aren't in place, look, I'm no fan of government regulations, but I do like to have some concept as to what's happening with my food, and I can't grow coffee in New Hampshire. So, it bothers me that the idea that they use leaded gas in other countries and those kind of things. So I'm comfortable with what I'm getting as far as a healthy kind of coffee. By the way, the decaffeinating process, I drink decaf, is water decaffeination. So they don't use chemicals to decaffeinate, which makes me feel better too. And I get to help people have better lives. Go watch the videos at coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get some kind of concept as to who we're helping.
Cool. All right, so 855 450 free. Marcus, there's been some controversy about Google Books. They've been sued, as I understand it, over them scanning old books. And I don't know what all the details are in this case because I haven't heard the story yet. So tell me what's going on. There's been a decision.
Yes, there has. And this has been going on a long time. So this is from GigaOhm.com, and the title is Google Wins Book Scanning Case. Judge Finds Fair Use Cites Many Benefits. Google has won a resounding victory in its 8-year copyright battle with the Authors Guild over the search giant's controversial decision to scan more than 20 million books from libraries and make them available on the Internet. In a ruling issued Thursday morning in New York's U.S. Circuit Judge Denny Chin said the book scanning amounted to fair use because it was highly transformative and because it didn't harm the market for the original work. Google Books provides significant public benefits, Chin wrote, describing it as an essential research tool and noting that scanning service has expanded literary access for the blind and helped preserve the text of old books from physical decay. Chin also rejected the theory that Google was depriving authors of income, noting that the company does not sell the scans or make whole copies of books available. He concluded instead that Google Books served to help readers discover new books and amounted to new income from authors. So, this what he's what they're basically saying here is, you know, Google has won this case. It was an 8-year long case.
8 years.
8 years.
Justice's
yeah.
terrible swift sword slicing through truth, cleaving out justice for everyone. I mean, my God, what an awful service the government provides. This is adjudication given by a monopoly organization. 8 years to decide whether or not they can print out of print books.
Right. And so it goes on to say the ruling is being hailed on Twitter by librarians and scholars who intervened in the case to urge the court to declare the Google Books was fair use. This has been a long road, and we are absolutely delighted with today's judgment. As we have long said, Google Books is in compliance with copyright laws and acts like a card catalog for the digital age, giving users the ability to find books to buy or borrow, Google said in an emailed statement. Now, I think this is exactly right, because basically what Google is saying is, look, we're just like a library, just in the digital age, you know? Like, look, man, we don't need to have these old books on shelves with the Dewey Decimal System and the card catalog. We have computers now, and that's all they're doing is we're offering a library in the digital age. I think it's totally legitimate.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the... I'm surprised librarians are on the board on board with this. It could very well just, you know, outpace them. I mean, what's the library for?
Yeah, what I'm curious about, and maybe you mentioned this, I've been a little distracted, is there a certain age that they're scanning these books as far as, like, how old the book can be?
Or I didn't get it didn't mention that yet in the article. I still have a little more to go.
I haven't seen anything about that. I've been looking as well.
I thought they were mostly old books is what I remember from, we've been following this story for years
now. I don't think that they are brand new books. Mm-hmm. They are doing a lot of old books, which is, of course, one of the benefits of the service. Like, the judge actually... says the judge gave a statement stating that, you know, that it was
a public service,
and he said it helped preserve the text of old books from physical decay,
which is bound to happen. I mean, these books, there's old books, and they're very difficult to preserve them, and certainly doesn't, if you've got a preserved old book, it's not something anybody can flip through. They can't page through it, so it's no good, basically. It's not of use. Books are only useful when you can pick them up and read them.
Right.
And so if it's this brittle old thing, nobody's going to be able to pick it up. So this is really awesome that Google's doing this. Hour 3's next. You take control at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.